Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, my friends. We're here live. And then we're back, of course, from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We are joined in this hour by Professor David Ray Griffin, also author of several extremely powerful books. I've had him on several times now, but I had a chance a few weeks ago to read his essay, and we have it posted on Infowars.com, the 9/11 Commission Report, a 571-page lie. And he talks about how it was hard to chronicle all of them, and really how he thought that he should have titled his 9/11 book, the 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions, that he should have just called it a 571-page lie. He's kind of feeling sad about that, and I understand. It's hard to state just how bad all this is. I routinely don't state it properly. So now he's written this article, a 10-page essay, and it's in small print, so it's quite lengthy. Go to Infowars.com and read it, or the September 11th.org. Let's go ahead and go to the professor. We'll also take calls coming up later in this hour for Professor Griffin. Professor, thank you again for taking out time to join us.
Good morning, Alex. I'm glad to be with you again.
I had a chance to talk to the former chief briefer for Ronald Reagan, and then, of course, George H.W. Bush, Ray McGovern, and boy, he was just coming right out with government involvement in 9/11 and endorsing your book, and he wasn't that hardcore a year ago. More and more people are just coming out with it.
Yeah, no, Ray told me that after he read the first book, it certainly made him suspicious, but it didn't push him over. But then when he read the second book and saw what extremes they had to go to defend the official story, he said that pushed him over to think that it had to be an inside job.
Yeah, we've got video interviews with him going up on the website today and a part two next week for PrisonPlanet.tv members, but a lot of this will be on the site for everybody. It's so important. But, we've got the former number two at Treasury, Paul Craig Roberts, we've got going public. We've got, of course, Morgan Reynolds, number one economist, Department of Labor. I mean, they got a big problem, Professor.
It does seem to be unraveling, and that's the term that Justin Raimondo used the other day, that he's not necessarily ready to go this far, but he's seen enough just from mainstream news sources to say that the government's story about 9/11 is unraveling.
Yeah, now all of his little libertarian followers that parrot whatever he says will have to change their orthodoxy. Perhaps the Earth is not the center of the universe.
Yeah, it's rather remarkable how just in the last couple months, lots of movement has occurred. And One of the newest things, of course, is the release of the oral histories that the New York Times had to fight 3 years to get the city of New York to release.
And you know what? I can't believe the government said we're only going to release some of it, but even in what they've released now, there's even more firefighters saying explosions, bombs. That's amazing.
Yeah, I've been working through that. A colleague and I have gone through now about a fourth of the oral histories, and we already see that the story about testimonies of explosions in the Twin Towers is far stronger than anybody thought before.
Bombs everywhere, and
exactly.
Silverstein admits it, but no one goes to jail. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Professor David Ray Griffin, I'm Alex Jones, your host. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Check it out today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, blasting out on the growing list of AM and FM stations. A lot of new stations in Ohio and Illinois, and the good old classics like KCXL in Kansas City have been with us almost 6 years. We are talking to Professor David Ray Griffin, who has done two scholarly works, two books on 9/11 and clear evidence of certain elements of the government being involved in the attacks. That's the only thing the evidence shows. And for stations that don't carry that first 5 minutes, if you missed it, I just want to point something out. This weekend, last weekend, out at Camp Casey in Crawford, I interviewed Ray McGovern, who we've talked to several times on the air over the last 3 years. He's gone public on the eve of the war, and now after the war started, that it's all a total fraud, that it's manufactured evidence, that we're dealing with criminally insane individuals who literally are delusional in the White House. He was the chief briefer for Ronald Reagan, and then every morning, 6 days a week, for George Herbert Walker Bush, and Brent Scowcroft and others. And, you know, 6 months ago I saw the quote in his text where he said, boy, 9/11 sure is suspicious. But as you heard David Ray Griffin say in the last segment, now he's saying, no, now the evidence is really, and he cites the second book by Griffin as really tying it together for him, and just the horrible manipulations of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, the second one appointed by Bush, that it's got to be an inside job. I mean, when they come out and say there were no steel columns in the middle of
Tower 1 and 2 when they had some of the biggest columns in the world, when they don't mention Building 7, when they just flagrantly, it's the equivalent of saying the sun didn't come up in the morning. So I wanted to repeat that. This is such a big deal. Professor, now you're looking at the oral histories of these firefighters and others, which they tried to block. They did block a lot of it, but I guess they're lazy. In it, we found several instances of bombs, explosions, firefighters talking about this. Why, if the government didn't release all of it, why would they still release some of it, Professor?
Well, they resisted, you know, for 3 years. It was finally the New York Court of Appeals that said there was a suit by the New York Times and several of the families of victims joined together in this suit. And it took a long time through the court system, but the highest court in the state of New York, the Court of Appeals, finally said earlier this month that they had to release most of the oral histories. So,
but how on earth could the government claim it was going to aid Zacharias Moussaoui, who they still haven't gotten convicted of anything?
No, that was clearly phony. And many people inside knew right away that was phony. So, in fact, they changed their tune.
Now, let's not forget, first they claimed all the radios had malfunctioned. Then the fire department got mad 2 years ago and released some of the tapes where they were talking about explosions and stuff. So, I mean, we're getting lied to in just multifaceted ways.
Yeah, they tried to claim then that this would be a desecration of the dead to reveal this and, you know, a breach of confidentiality and all of that. But the Court of Appeals obviously saw through that, evidently looked, you know, and said, well, here are a few things you can edit out. I don't know how extensive that was. But what remains is pretty striking. Has anyone read any of these oral histories on your show?
We have links to it. And on prisonplanet.com, but we've read small excerpts, but go ahead, Professor.
Yeah, let me read one here, just sort of alphabetically. Firefighter Timothy Burke, he was seeing, you know, jumpers from the North Tower and flames in the South and wondering, where the hell are the jets? Where the hell are the choppers? And he was afraid another plane was going to come in, and then he says, then the building, the South Tower, popped lower than the fire. So, you know, people want to claim, oh, it started with the fire.
Well, that's the video we see. The blast explosions pop down the side, then it falls.
That's right. And then, so now we have it in, you know, eyewitness testimony. And he was saying, I was going, oh, my God, there's a secondary device, because the way the building popped, I thought it was an explosion. And then another fellow, firefighter Edward Kachia, I think it's pronounced, he said it actually gave at a lower floor, not the floor where the plane hit.
Well, we have eyewitnesses long before anything collapses with bombs going off in the basement.
That's right. So what some of us are doing now are putting together the old testimonies with the new ones, and showing that there is now an extremely strong...
Well, we shouldn't listen to the firefighters. We should listen to George Bush. Anybody that questions George Bush must be with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, and this Kachia goes on then to say, we originally had thought there was like an internal detonation, explosives, because it went in succession. Boom, 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 boom. And then the next guy says the same thing, John Citarella. I heard a loud roar, boom, 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 boom. So you can see why they did not want to allow these to be released.
Another and for those that don't know, Larry Silverstein says he blew Building 7 up. It wasn't hit by a plane, no fire.
That's right.
Little bitty fires falls. And we have the video and the stills of the buildings before they collapse. There's little ploofs, the classic detonation points, and we got dozens of firefighters saying they saw this. I mean, they're trained for this, folks, but it's just 101. We have all these other control demos. We know what it looks like. And then when it starts collapsing, we have evenly blown off sections of the girders being ejected hundreds of feet. Folks, that doesn't happen with fire. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's right. And to support what you just said, the assistant commissioner of the New York Fire Department, Stephen Gregory, said, I thought that when I looked in the direction of the Trade Center before it came down, before number two came down, that I saw low-level flashes. In my conversations with another lieutenant, never mentioning this to him, he questioned me and asked me if I saw low-level flashes in front of the building, and I agreed with him. I saw a flash, 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 and then it looked like the building came down.
Exactly like you see when they blow up a building
yeah.
or a parking garage.
That's what he says here. He says, you know, like when they demolish a building, how when they blow up a building, then it falls down. That's what I thought I saw.
Yeah, go back and start the quote over. I interrupted.
No, that's okay. I got it out. That's fine.
Well, I mean, let's reread that whole thing again.
Okay, but I saw a flash, 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 and then it looked like the building came down. It was at the lower level of the building. You know, like when they demolish a building, how when they blow up a building, when it falls down, that's what I thought I saw. That's Assistant Fire Commissioner Stephen Gregory.
Well, he definitely is on the payroll of Al-Qaeda.
Well, you know, they did have some guys in here who they were evidently told to support the official story. So you have a couple guys saying that Building 7 was totally engulfed in flames, all 47 floors. It's funny, not a single photographer thought to take a picture of that.
Well, we have photos and videos seconds before, and there's fires in, what, 3-4 floors?
Yeah, on the back side, what they claim is that we're not seeing the front side, of course,
oh.
that was facing the towers. And it was a towering inferno over there and somehow didn't,
It's funny, I got photos from that side, too.
Do you have photos from the...
Do a Google, but it's in my film. We've got video from all around it. We got photos. It's ridiculous how many photos there are.
Uh-huh.
It's total lies.
And none of them show... One guy said that the bottom seven floors were engulfed in fire.
No, that's not true.
And that isn't even close to true.
No, in fact, the fires, it looks like, are the seventh up.
That's right. From the backside, it's only floors 7 and 12 that you see. So, in any case, that's one of the new developments.
Well, I mean, regardless, Professor, what are they, and there's more quotes than that, and we've got a lot of these posted, folks. What are they going to do? And I've become so desensitized to this. It's just, more eyewitnesses to bombs, more eyewitnesses to explosions, more eyewitnesses, so I'm kind of desensitized. I haven't talked enough about this in the last few weeks as this came out. But, Professor, what are they going to do just as everyone learns the truth? Is it just going to be like the Kennedy assassination where 90% of us know the truth but nobody gets in trouble?
Well, certainly thus far that's been the case. We're not up to 90% yet, but I think the percentages are pretty high. That Zogby poll in New York showed, many months ago that New Yorkers were about 50% on board, at least for foreknowledge.
Well, that was 11 months ago.
But now, that's right. So lots has happened in the meantime. And,
well, they had a CNN poll, 90%.
Yeah, and a lot more books have come out, and, the books by Webster Tarpley, is getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, Synthetic Terror. Well, you know what? I'm getting every week 9/11 books, 9/11 videos in my mailbox.
So that's right. There are an enormous amount of a number of videos that have been made. Somebody gave me the figure the other day. And,
like 500.
Oh, I think even higher than that.
I had an old number. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's, of course, this is a very visualizable event, so it lends itself to videos in a way more than it does to
I'm not tooting books. My own horn, but I think the best out there is my new film, Martial Law. Have you seen that?
I have not.
I need to get you a copy.
I'd be glad to look at it.
It's got, we spent 20 minutes alone on Building 7.
Yeah.
It's a 3-hour video.
Well, Building 7 deserves at least 20 minutes because that is certainly one of the Achilles heels.
Well, stay there. There's a lot of new developments, folks. So we got Professor Griffin here, and I want to go over some of the 100 lies of the commission. I mean, it'd be like if I had a commission and I said that George Washington wasn't the commanding general of the Continental Army. I mean, it's just the blatant lies are so easily, verifiably false. patently false on the face. Be right back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war. And liberty for their descendants.
Thanks to the renegade.
Thanks.
Free today.
Free today. Thanks.
What would we do without the renegades?
We're free today.
What about Galileo? People like that who got, you know, thrown in jail because they would say the world was round and not flat. We're going to be taking your calls coming up here in the next segment, 800-259-9231. But I wanted to introduce somebody else to the program just here briefly. He's the owner of Building 7, and on national TV, he had this to say. Go ahead.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
And then later we have clips where they say, pull it means demolish, means controlled demolition. And let me ask Professor David R. Griffin two things. They've already had a flotilla, squadron after squadron, I mean like 12 shows, explaining why the towers fell and lying to us like the commission. Now there's a whole other flotilla, you know, two-day specials to discredit the conspiracies, two-day specials to tell you what the truth is. Not going to work, folks. You're just adding, you know, oxygen to the to our fire, so thanks a lot. On, you know, National Geographic, on the Discovery Channel, Professor Griffin, number one, why are they, you know, being so blatant? And then number two, why did the military-industrial complex or that, you know, that small group that orchestrated this, why did they think they'd get away with it? Those two questions.
Well, you know, I pretty much try to just stick to the evidence and not try to get inside other people's minds. I have no idea of, you know, what this... clearly, one would assume that the fact that so many new shows are coming out giving the orthodox view of 9/11 suggests that they're no longer just using strategy number one, which is to ignore us. So now they're thinking, well, they have to refute us, not directly. They would never mention us by name to dignify our allegations, but simply by putting a contrary story out there through which many people might say, well, you know, what Griffin and Jones and Tarpley and the others say isn't true because here's what's true. So it'll certainly work with a lot of people, but people who have already heard your shows and read our books will not be fooled and will hopefully inform their neighbors.
But, you know, the media's already lost so much credibility. I think it'll actually turn a lot of people on.
Well, it's possible, and you know, you're mentioning Ray McGovern is very important because he is such a good symbol here for a shift that has occurred because these people who were members of the government. I mean, he was a member of the CIA, and he was a longtime analyst for the CIA, and he was one who had a reputation for great integrity. And so he expected when he said things that newspapers would pay attention. And yet when he revealed the existence of the Downing Street memo, the newspapers did not pay attention, at least for a while. And furthermore, when he wrote a letter to the editor of the Washington Post, and he couldn't believe it, they turned it down. Well, I said, Ray, you know, those of us in the 9/11 movement, we've been used to this for a long time. We know that they will never publish any of our letters. So welcome to the club. So this was a revelation to a big segment of the people who did not realize how thoroughly the mainstream media would simply try to cover up a major scandal. And still, they've done it pretty well with the Downing Street memo when you realize the implications of that.
Well, we don't talk about fake reporters and gay, pleasure slaves in the White House. I mean, that's not even discussed now.
Yeah, and so when you realize that this story that shows they intended to fix the intelligence prior to attacking Iraq, the fact that that is not a drumbeat on television to this day is a great indictment of the integrity of our mainstream media.
All right, stay there. A lot of questions and key points coming up, and we'll talk to David more and take your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Oh, but down, your calls down, are coming up down, here.
And the flames
a great essay the professor, Dr. Deborah Griffin, has written. The 911 Commission report, a 571-page lie, is what he's saying. He probably should have termed the name of his new book. And we have it on InfoWars.com, or just type in the 911 Commission report, a 571-page lie, and it'll pop up for you on Google. In fact, I typed in a 571-page lie this morning when I was trying to find it again. It was a few weeks ago when I read it, and it popped up dozens of links right there to different places that have it. So what we'll do is we'll get the professor to cover three or four big lies, and then we'll take a few calls, cover three or four more. There's 100, so there's no way to cover them all. And again, that's just some of the lies. But I've said there are over 600 smoking guns that show government complicity. That is a criminal element of the government. But, professor, please give us a few of the lies.
Well, let's start with Vice President Cheney's whereabouts that morning. The official story up till the 9/11 Commission report had been that Cheney had gone down to the underground bunker at about 9:15, and of course that's the Emergency Operations Center. And one problem arose then was that it appeared that Flight 93 had been shot down. So there was an enormous amount of evidence that it had been shot down at 10:03 or 10:06. And if Cheney was down there at 9:15, that gave him plenty of time to give the shoot-down order. And, in fact, Richard Clark had said the shoot-down order came about 9:45 or 9:50, somewhere in there.
We have a member of the cabinet that was there, and Cheney said the order stands as all this was happening.
That's right. This is Norman Mineta. Well, Mineta reinforced that old story because he said he got to the White House at about 9:15, was told by Clark to go down to the underground bunker where Cheney was, and he got down there at about 9:20, and Cheney was there and clearly in charge and had been in charge for a while because there was that ongoing conversation.
But he didn't have any of the male escorts down there in the Situation Room.
And the 9/11 Commission, though, needed to deny that he could have given the order to shoot down Flight 93. So they ignored all the massive amount of evidence that flight had been shot down. And they rested everything on this indirect argument, well, that Cheney couldn't have given the order in time because he didn't give the order till 10:10, and he didn't give the order till 10:10 because he didn't get down there till almost 10 o'clock. They speculate maybe 9:58. In other words, they lie by about 45 minutes in terms of what Norman Mineta had told them in open testimony. So in order to give their story, they had to suppress testimony.
And then that disappeared from the record. Another one of these is where they denied that FEMA was running Tripod 2 starting the day before and that the Kenny comment wasn't true. And then later, Giuliani gets up and says, and of course that gets expunged too, gets up and says, oh no, there was a Tripod 2. And I know that's totally separate. It's just that they can't seem to get all their lies straight.
Yeah, sometimes they contradict themselves, such as when they, in one place, tell us that Hani Hanjour was a terrible pilot, whereas then in another place they say they chose him to fly the plane into the Pentagon because that was going to be a difficult flight, and they wanted their most experienced pilot.
But he couldn't get a Cessna. He couldn't get a Cessna off the ground.
That's right. So right within the report, they say he was the worst and the best of the pilots.
Wow. So
my other favorite is the one that you alluded to earlier. You know, the of all the issues about the collapse of the Twin Towers, the overwhelming one is the fact that it was a total collapse that resulted in a pile of only a few stories high, reducing these 110-story buildings. And their crucial dimension, of course, was these 47 massive steel columns that constituted the core of each tower. And there's no conceivable way that the pancake theory could explain why those steel columns would have been broken into small pieces. You know, fire does not break steel into pieces.
And for those that don't understand what we're saying, you use the great example of the old 45 records where you have the spindle sticking up.
That's
and as
right.
they played, they dropped down. I mean, you know, similar construction, not even as beefy. In Madrid, it burns for a day and a half with 100-foot white flames.
Yeah.
And nothing collapses but some little roof, you know, metal an inch around. I mean, the main support's rock solid, not even any damage. And not here.
Yeah.
Plus, they wouldn't let people examine the steel, but up-close photos that we have gotten show that steel was just cut through. It was blasted through. It didn't melt or bend, Professor, did it, Doctor? It was atomized.
From all that we can tell, but of course, as you say, the part of the problem was, and again, the 9/11 Commission doesn't breathe a word of this, that the steel was quickly removed and sold to junk dealers who put it on ships to Asia where it'd be melted down.
And they told them, they said, you do not stop for anything in this long hour and a half drive out to the docks, and they had armed guards there guarding it. They put GPS on each piece of steel. The guy stopped for 25 minutes for a hamburger, fired.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's a CIA operation. And then FEMA said no photos, though we did get photos.
It's just amazing. So the big lie here, I love quoting this statement, which is that the core of each tower consisted of a hollow steel shaft. So they, as you say, just simply denied the existence of the most outstanding feature of the towers.
And you know Napoleon didn't exist either.
It's just, it's beyond belief, the level of lies. And
I've noticed now that even these Why Do the Towers Fall and all these shows on Nova and all that, they repeat that lie. The building was shoddy, an absolute piece of junk. Nothing was supporting it. But then I have that big 10-hour series, I bought it, New York for PBS, and they show the central columns and talk about the incredible strength and how it was built to take multiple jet crashes, and look at the size of those pillars.
Yeah, as long as they're talking to people who don't know the evidence, they can convince them. But the more that people listen to your show and see your videos and read our books, the more people will know that they're just lying through their teeth.
Mention a few more of these 100 lies. What are some of the lies that you know, even very informed listeners or myself may not be aware of that you've uncovered in your scholarly research?
Yeah, well, I distinguish between lies of omission as well as lies of distortion. So you have those explicit lies, like the time Cheney went down and the denial of the columns. But most of them are implicit lies, that is, where they simply refuse to acknowledge the existence of something, such as the removal of the steel and so on.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have in this, I mean, I've read the essay, but I read it a few weeks ago, I don't remember. Do you have in there where Rice says we never got a warning, never heard of this, but she had the exact memo, determined to attack, fly planes into buildings days before?
That's right. I mean, that's one of the kinds of lies, the lies of rather explicit, specific foreknowledge.
Yeah, give us some of the little manipulative spin lies.
Yeah, well, one that I love is the, because I think it's so crucial, when people ask me what are the big four or big five points, I always refer, and I know you've talked about it a lot, but one can't talk about it too much, the way the Secret Service did not whisk Bush out of the school in Sarasota as soon as they knew, given the official story, that the country was under terrorist attack, because they have very explicit orders, the Secret Service, that whenever there is any sign of danger to the president, they are to take him away to a previously unknown location.
Now, this is the default setting. Like when you turn your computer on, it launches Windows. You don't have to tell your computer to launch the Windows program. This instantly happens. They will be fired if they don't do this.
This is automatic. That even the president is not to know where. So, and here he was in this school where they had advertised his presence there for several days in advance. Besides not taking him immediately out of the school to an undisclosed location, they left him there for another half hour at least and allowed him to go on national television where, in effect, he was saying, here I am, terrorist, crash one of your airplanes into the school here and you can kill the President of the United States, not to mention all these children. And
or if there's some ground hit team of 50 crazed Arabs. No, folks, if there is anything going on, they will cancel, they will drag him out. They don't ask, by the way. They go grab him and remove him. But no. In fact, one of them said, we're out of here. And they said, you didn't get the game plan, did you? You didn't get the memo, did you?
That's right. It's only the head of the detail that has to know what to do, and they all obey him. And so the crucial thing here in regard to the 9/11 Commission report is how they handled this. You would have thought, and if this were a serious commission, they would have been all over the Secret Service. They certainly would have. One of the recommendations would be that the head of the Secret Service would have been fired, if not, you know, put in prison for dereliction of duty. And yet what they said, they just asked him, well, why didn't you remove the president? And the guy says, well, we didn't think it was necessary to run him out of the room.
And nobody, well, I mean, he could have walked a foot a minute and gotten out of there. I mean,
yeah, nobody suggested, well, you know, maybe there was something in between leaving him there for another 40 minutes and running him out of the room. Like, you could have walked him out of the room fairly quickly into the car.
Well, it's simple. They had to have him in a public atmosphere so he couldn't be approached to do something about the ongoing attacks. Then Bush said that he had seen the first plane hit, and boy, that's a bad pop. People said, well, what TV are you watching? Al Qaeda? Because our TVs don't have it. Then we see the Times of London photos of him watching the first smoking tower in the green room. He should have been out of there for that.
Sure. I mean,
then he tried to lie and say he'd never seen it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
The quadruple or triple lies.
Yeah. Yeah, so you've got problems at both levels here, the level of what really happened and then the level of what the 9/11 Commission did. And, of course, it's the latter that I'm focusing on. And this illustrates as well as anything the fact that this was not a serious commission.
Well, families today have called for a new commission, but do you think we'd ever really get that out of this government?
Well, not out of this administration. And this is the other thing, of course, I've harped on a lot, and I stress that we really had here the White House investigating itself, because the investigation was run, insofar as you can even call it an investigation, by Philip Zelikow, and Zelikow is a member of the Bush administration.
Well, Bush appointed the members. How do you call an independent if you appoint them? I don't...
Yeah, and somebody who has worked closely with Condoleezza Rice, co-authored a book with her, helped her make the transition into the new administration, and now is appointed to with her in the State Department.
Well, one of the chairmen is in business through a group with the Carlyle Group, and thus the Bin Ladens. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, and so this is why I call the report, really, instead of calling it just the Cain report after the chairman, Thomas Cain, I call it the Cain-Zelikow report, because, well, you know, this story, I've made the point before that I suspect that a lot of the commissioners didn't even really realize what they were signing on to when they signed the final document. They are probably going to be shocked, like some of the members of the Warren Commission were later.
Well, I got to tell you, I saw them traveling around a few weeks ago. It was on C-SPAN, and they got confronted about the head of Pakistani intelligence wiring $100,000 to Muhammad Atta being at the Capitol that day. And let me tell you, that chairman, he knew. He looked like a cat caught with a canary in his mouth. He started panicking. Just, okay, fine. I mean, I don't know, David. I was pretty suspicious.
Yeah, I just say... I mean, clearly they knew in general what they were doing. I'm just saying I don't know if they knew all the details.
How ridiculous it would be.
Because I suspect that Zelikow simply didn't reveal everything to them because they didn't really need to know.
You know how a cat looks when it's got a bird in its mouth? It looks all greedy and suspicious. I mean, that's how he looked. And he started panicking, saying, you know, basically, shut up. Have you seen that video?
Oh, yes, I do know what
you're saying. Yeah, I want to hear your question. What's that have to do with... I mean, he just right away, I mean, you could just... The guilt of these people. Let's take a call from Ed, John, and Mike and others. Thanks for holding forever, Ed. Ed in Utah, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Let me tie a couple things from my point of view here. Alex, this is a great interview. I started to talk a little bit about Cindy Sheehan, and I made a point that you had told Fox the other night, Alan Combs, about Greg Szymanski from the American Free Press newspaper, which also has done a lot of reportage on this, including a review of your book, Professor Griffith. Cindy Sheehan has been cited by your colleague Jeff Renz and the American Free Press newspaper in Washington as having said that her son died for Israel, not America. And my tie-in point to this, Alex, is this. You've had Colonel Don de Grand Prix. You've had talks with him. The fact is, General Burns obviously was, as you told Alan Combs the other night, General Burns may have foiled another 9/11 plot. He may be out as part of, it's implied, some kind of a coup, a brew. Colonel Don de Grand Prix said this a couple of years ago in the American Free Press newspaper. And when you tie this together, look at Larry Silverstein. His partner was from Israel, Frank Lowry, who had the retail portion of the Trade Center. When you put that together with what Cindy Sheehan is saying about Wolfowitz, Pearl, Doug Feith, Abrams, Henry Kissinger himself, who tried at first to hijack the 9/11
Committee. What's your question, though, just so I can get to it?
Well, my question is this. In light of Colonel Don, do you think Colonel Don de Grand Prix says the American foreign policy is in the death grip of the Israeli lobby?
Well, I think definitely it's one of the most powerful lobbies,
right,
especially internationally. But,
well,
but sir, you, I mean, I'll give you my answer, and then we'll come back and get Professor Griffin's comment. I go off what the PNAC boys say. It's about domestic police state policy being a war presidency, you can't be questioned. Then it's about trillions in oil and about a military base in the Middle East. And is Israel supportive of that? Are they an aggressive cheerleader of the policy? Yes. But I don't, the global elites wouldn't go along with it if just Israel wanted it. Israel being supportive of it certainly is the coup de grace. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
A professor during the break. He's trying to find the original interview I did with David Shippers. And I know for a fact that audio interview is all over the web, though it's almost 4 years ago. I interviewed him 2 weeks after 9/11. I know it's on the web. I know it's on my website. I know the transcript is everywhere. But I'm told that one of my employees couldn't find it for David Ray Griffin, so it may have gotten erased off my site. Stuff like that happens. When it's 4 years old and we have server problems, stuff goes on, it gets moved, gets mislabeled, and there's hundreds of thousands of documents on my website. But I know that's everywhere. But it's also 10 minutes of the interview about the attack on Lower Manhattan. That quote, I know that is in Road to Tyranny. So, Professor, why don't you just give people your email address, and I'm sure you'll get it within minutes. And I'm sure folks can, I guess you haven't seen Road to Tyranny. I need to mail you a DVD of that. But why don't you give folks your email or how folks can contact you?
Well, let's see. I don't want a whole deluge of mail, so.
You won't get too much. I think standing on air, you'll probably get 50 emails.
Yeah.
Give us the email. Okay, well, I'll have somebody in my office do it, but I know that thing's all over the place. It's just okay. I'll probably forget. I know
so
the listeners wouldn't.
Yeah, it's just the first hour that I need. The second hour is readily available, but I couldn't find the first hour.
Okay, so there is an audio file with me talking to him on the web.
Yeah, and the written transcript is available on your website.
Oh, so you did find the transcript.
Of the second hour. There is no. It says this is the second hour.
Okay, what specific part are you looking for?
The part where he first tells you that he had received information from these FBI agents that there were going to be attacks on Lower Manhattan.
Oh, yeah, that's in my film with him saying it.
Uh-huh, good.
All right, we'll just get you a copy.
Okay, that'll take care of it.
Okay, great. Let's Road to Tyranny, folks, if you want a copy. To answer Ed's question, and I want to go to John and Mike at least, to answer, and we'll hold you, we're going to be holding the professor over just a few minutes so you can take your calls. But to answer the question about Israel for the caller.
Well, what I would say there is, you know, the press has jumped all over Cindy Sheehan for suggesting that the war in Iraq was at least partly to for the sake of Israel. Well, Philip Zelikow stated that in a public lecture. So if people are going to be critical of that, they should attack Zelikow.
Well, methinks you protest too much. I mean, AIPAC is one of the biggest lobbies running around calling for Armageddon. So I don't know how they could deny that.
Yeah, he was quoted as talking about a threat that dare not speak its name. He said that at least one of the prime motives behind the U.S. invasion of Iraq and it was the desire of the Bush administration to eliminate this threat, but that they dare not speak its name because, quote, the American government doesn't want to lean too hard on it rhetorically because it is not a popular sell. So Cindy Sheehan is not saying anything outrageous. She could have been, she was at least saying the same thing that Philip Zelikow had
said. All right,
said.
Let's cram a caller in. John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple more things that may take more
time. Yeah, sure, I'll hold you over. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I support what the tremendous work you and Mr. Griffin are doing on the 9/11 conspiracy. But I do have to say that on an earlier comment you made earlier that I have a disagreement with, and I'll wait till after the...
Okay, but it needs to be about... I mean, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah,
I'm going to cut you short.
It does have to do with 9/11, too.
Okay, well, we'll be right back and let John have a minute more, and then we'll talk to Mike in Tennessee. We appreciate Professor Griffin staying a little bit longer with us. And then we got a guest coming on to talk about that lunatic Tommy Thompson. Wants you to take a microchip.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.